Unit 11, page 146. Listening. Exercise 4. Exam practice. You will hear five people talking about experiences connected with learning. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to F what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. Speaker 1.
Well, the day of the exam finally came, and there I was with less than a week's revision done. You can imagine how miserable I felt. Well, do you know, it turned out that I'd done a really thorough job. As I quickly flicked through the pages of the exam paper, I saw more and more questions that I recognised. I didn't need months after all. Of course, I passed with flying colours.
Speaker 2.
It was all right at school. Something about it appealed to me and I just responded well to it, I suppose. Then, right at the end, I got an inkling. Whereas I was supposed to get 3 B's or higher, I got a B and 2 C's. That, of course, limited my choice of university. Thinking back now, I don't think it would have mattered where I was. For whatever reason, I just never did as well as people expected, and it was a bit of a waste, to be honest.
Speaker 3.
I was doing a distance learning course in an area of history that was a bit underdeveloped in terms of research, so there wasn't much material out there. I'd found out a little from the usual sources, but there just wasn't enough to base my dissertation on. I had to write 10,000 words, and I just didn't have enough material. Then I came across a website where there were all these links. In about a week, I had my plan and more than enough information. It was just plain luck.
Speaker 4.
We studied 3 subjects in our first year as undergraduates. So I did English, my major, if you like, philosophy and art, with, of course, the plan being that you switch to only your main subject in year 2. Well, I'd wanted to study English for years, and I really enjoyed it in the first year. So what made me switch to philosophy, I'll never know. English is bad enough, you can always be a teacher. But have you heard of any jobs for philosophers in your area?
Speaker 5.
When you've got a disability, it just makes certain things more complicated. For me, my driving test was a mountain that I just had to climb. But the problem was, I got confused over the various road junctions. I'm lucky in that my dad is a very patient man, and he took me over and over the possible examination routes until I knew them like the back of my hand. Every day that winter, he took me out in the car, come rain or snow or ice. I'm glad to say it paid off.
Unit 11, page 140.